This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Kanika Wahi, the co-inventor and biomedical engineer at Nasal Guard Airborne Particle Blocker. And Kanika, thanks for joining us here today once again on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And our pleasure to have you once again here on the program. So for starters, tell us your name and affiliation with Nasal Guard to kick things off today.
My name is Kanika Wahi, and I'm the co-inventor of the newly formulated Enhanced Nasal Guard Gel. And I'm also the executive vice president of TrueTech Corp, which is the parent company of Nasal Guard.
And I'm sure listeners would be curious, what exactly is Nasal Guard and how do you actually use it?
Nasal Guard is a drug-free electrostatic topical gel that prevents airborne particles, including virus-sized particles, allergens, and dust from entering the nose. You can think of it as a Brita filter for your nose. All you do is take a pin-sized drop of the gel and apply it around your nostrils and upper lip.
Sounds easy, painless, and quite convenient, I might add. Now, why is blocking airborne allergens so important now as we approach allergy season, and what kind of allergies can it block at this moment?
Nasal Guard is a preventative topical gel that blocks harmful allergens and pollutants before they can cause any symptoms. And just as the saying goes, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, and we couldn't agree more.
Kanika, I also understand that beyond allergens, Nasal Guard protects from other airborne pollutants. What are those, if you don't mind bringing up some of those that Nasal Guard protects us from?
Nasal Guard can even block harmful airborne virus-sized particles and pollution in addition to the ones I mentioned, including pollen, pet dander, and dust mites as well.
Today we're visiting with Kanika Wahi, briefly co-inventor and biomedical engineer at Nasal Guard Airborne Particle Blocker here on eHealth Radio's Allergy Information and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now earlier we asked how do we actually use Nasal Guard. How exactly does Nasal Guard work?
It's very simple. Our Nasal Guard gel works like a magnet. It creates a cationic or positively charged electrostatic field around the nasal passages that's able to trap the negatively charged airborne particles that are floating in the air prior to entering your body.
Also, would you say, is it safe for all ages, children, pregnant women, and those taking medications? Give us some input on that.
Nasal Guard is safe for the whole family, including pregnant women and nursing moms. We have an impeccable safety profile. We've had no reports of serious adverse events in the over 18 million units sold worldwide.
Well, I'd say that's certainly some tremendous information, news, and certainly bringing results in a safe product, no doubt about that. Now, have you seen an increase in use of Nasal Guard during the pandemic and flu season?
What we've seen over the last couple of years is that there's definitely a heightened awareness and importance given to nasal hygiene, given the current environment we're in, with an airborne virus right now. And obviously that's translated into more users of Nasal Guard and more fans of Nasal Guard. But our loyal customers know this to be a year-round product, given the multifaceted and multiple applications indoor and outdoor.
Well, I'm sure you've piqued the interest of our listeners, and I'm sure they would like to know, how much does it cost, how long does an application last, and where can people find Nasal Guard near them?
Each 3-gram tube is $14.85, and when used as directed, you should be able to get an average of 150 applications per tube, so that comes to less than 10 cents per application. We recommend that you apply it every 4 to 6 hours, or after you take a shower or blow your nose.
Kanika, great to have you with us, and we really do appreciate all you do on behalf of Nasal Guard and making this product available nationwide. Before we go, any conclusion, anything that we should be aware of, anything that's up next for Nasal Guard, or anything else you'd like to mention?
We're excited to share that we have many products in our pipeline that will be launching later this year, all utilizing the same unique Nasal Guard technology. Our new nasal spray, mask spray, and antiseptic topical gel will complete a whole portfolio of products addressing everything pertaining to nasal hygiene. So really thrilled to share that today.
It certainly sounds like you got a lot in the works there and stay quite busy. Tell our listeners where they can find you online and get further details accordingly.
You can check out Nasal Guard on Amazon.com, Walmart.com, and our website, nasalguard.com.
And as always, listeners, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast to make it easy to find if you forget that website address. Again, Kanika, all the best, and hopefully we can have you back on in the future with any updates right here on eHealth Radio. Thanks so much.
Great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
And certainly was my pleasure. Anytime. We've been speaking with Kanika Wahi, the co-inventor and biomedical engineer at Nasal Guard Airborne Particle Blocker. And for all the details and to pick up your product today, visit nasalguard.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.